Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron, writer and blogger from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron shares what God has been doing in her life.
Greetings, friends. The Liturgy of the Word this past week has been drawing our minds to consider the innocence of children. Several times in the Gospels, Jesus draws a child to him to illustrate the relationship between God and humanity, God's fatherly love for us, his beloved children. He desires for us to be childlike, living in our home, which is the kingdom of heaven. He never planned that we would leave home, so he shows us how to return home by becoming childlike in our faith. Jesus said to his disciples, "Let the children come to me and do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs." Jesus was teaching that childlike trust is requisite to a spirit of gratitude. Can you imagine a young child saying to her father, "I'm better off fending for myself. I don't need you to provide food, shelter, protection, nothing. I'll figure things out for myself." No. Children trust their needs will be met by their parents. They don't even give it a second thought. A child will come to the dinner table without a thought of how the food was grown or from where the food came from. A child doesn't examine every bit on her plate, wondering if she can trust her parents that the food is good for her. She just eats. When we aren't childlike, we make life so complicated because we mistrust our Heavenly Father. Therefore, we take on motivations and doubts and behaviors that lead us away from the family table, so to speak. Do you find yourself doing that, friend? Running helter-skelter after everything we think we need? Our Heavenly Father stands at the threshold of our home with his arms laden with every provision we could ever need. A phrase stands out to me from the gospel. When Jesus was speaking about the child, it says, "He took it into his arms." I folded my arms around my grandchildren and children many times, embracing them with all the love I have for them. If a threat were to come at them, you bet I held them close to me while I used my other arm to protect and defend them. The posture of Jesus here, as he teaches and as he takes a child, is an icon of our Heavenly Father's love for us, his everlasting arms enfolding us and drawing us into his protection. We read of the Lord's right arm protecting his children in the Old Testament, protection from others as well as circumstances. Have you ever wondered what his other arm is doing? He is holding them to him as their protector and defender. Our Heavenly Father is a perfect Father. His arms do not grow weary. Consider the words of Isaiah here. "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Something else about a child, they trust in their parents' attention of them. The idea that a child has to earn their love or they'll be thrown out of the house and forgotten by their parent never enters their mind. Their parents are biased toward them. She is flesh of their flesh, bone of their bone. They will move heaven and earth for her. Likewise, our Heavenly Father doesn't love us for what is in us, what we do, what we don't do. No, He loves us for what is in Him, because we are His flesh and bone, the image of Himself. By the way, He did move heaven and earth for us. His love is extravagant, without limit. While I'm thinking of that word extravagant, do you know that another word for extravagant is prodigal? That parable of the prodigal has something to teach us, doesn't it? So let's consider it. And I'll call it the parable of the prodigal father and sons, and I'll explain. The extravagant or parable rebellion of the younger son didn't decrease the extravagant love his father had for him. As St. Luke puts it, while he, the prodigal son, was still far off in his rebellion, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran and put his arms around him and kissed him. Consider the older brother, who didn't rebel against his father, but he was prodigal or extravagant in his hard effort to impress his father. All the son's effort couldn't increase the extravagant love for his father had for him. The father says to him, "Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours." Let me repeat that, because I think this is where we have trouble. All the son's effort couldn't increase the extravagant love that his father had for him. The father says to him, "Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours." Friends, we are the beloved children of the everlasting Father. Nothing can change that. As I close today, let's pray a portion of the Litany of the Childlike Prayer. Jesus, grant us to trust in your Father's providential care for us. Trust in your desire and ability to heal us. Trust that your Holy Spirit is constantly guiding us. Grant us simplicity of heart, tranquility, confidence, and the peace that only you can give. Grant us a heart full of gratitude. Grant us the conviction that our worth comes from being the Father's child and not from what we do. Grant us the conviction that we are known and we are loved, and that you have a plan that is just for us. You delight in us. Grant us the humility to see ourselves as you see us, the freedom to try and fail, the grace to run to you in times of temptation. Grant us the grace to immediately turn back to you when we sin. Grant us the grace to share with you everything that is on our heart and to rest in your loving arms. Jesus, make us so childlike so that we can receive everything from you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, it is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Are you new to the faith, or are you interested in kickstarting your prayer life today? Consider checking out our free 10-day mini course, Kickstart Your Relationship with Jesus. For 10 days, we'll send you a short reflection as well as a few considerations and suggestions for prayer. We'll also invite you into community and daily discussion through our Come Follow Me platform. Our mission at Come Follow Me is to assist disciples on the journey. We look forward to journeying with you. To join the mini course, visit comefollow.me/kickstart. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.